Everyone, welcome to the Repositioning Podcast. My name is Onyinye Uba. Today we are talking about something very important, something very timely. But before we talk about that, have you subscribed? Like, click on the notification bell so that you get notified when a video drops. Today we are talking about self-actualization. Now, this is not a new term. If you are in the management, business, commerce circle, if you're in that field of study, it's not going to be new to you. The first time I heard about the word self-actualization was when we had a course in school, principle of management, and we were taught about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And self-actualization is the topmost need that Maslow talked about. So you can Google it and check, like, Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And he talked about physiological needs, safety needs, love and belonging, esteem needs, and finally, self-actualization. There's a reason self-actualization is at the top, because it means that all of these other ones that come before it are necessary to achieve it before self-actualization. For instance, you cannot talk about reaching your potentials when you still have the problem of food. You still have the problem of feeding. You don't have a place to lay your head. So that's where the physiological need comes on. But I'm not going to go into that. You can Google it and find out all of what those things mean. I am talking about self-actualization. And it simply means reaching your full potential. As a leader, as a career person, as somebody who is interested in self-development, it should be your goal to reach your full potential at every point, at every stage of life you find yourself. So when we say self-actualization, we don't mean perfection, because, I mean, somebody can say, oh, you're reaching your full potential because you are trying to be perfect in everything. That's not what I'm talking about. Reaching your full potential, ensuring that you are what you're supposed to be at every stage of life that you find yourself. Now, how do you work towards this self-actualization? Number one will be having a growth mindset. So if you've been watching my videos, you will find out that a few weeks back, I talked about developing a growth mindset. Now, I'm not going to go into details, but I'm just going to refer you to that video. I'm going to leave the link somewhere on this top of my right or somewhere. I'm going to leave the link for you to go watch it. But a little breakdown of what it means to have a growth mindset. It simply means you're somebody who is interested in taking challenges, who is interested in being a better person. You're interested in becoming better. You're interested in situations that present themselves for you to become better. So having a growth mindset is one of the things you need to reach that stage of self-actualization. Number two, try as much as possible to have a me time. What I mean is, some people do not enjoy their own company. Like, if they're not with people, they're not themselves. They don't enjoy their own company. It's always with somebody. Somebody has to be with them for them to feel like, you know, they have something to offer and all of that. For you to get to that self-actualization, you must relax, enjoy your own company. Try to think about what you like about yourself, the things you enjoy on your own, you know, without having somebody to impute about your state of person or your kind of person. Try to have a me time. That is very important. And finally, I just want you to take some time to reflect. Reflection, I mean, is reflection on your values, reflection on where your life is headed. What direction is your life going to? Now, when I say reflecting on your values, society has it that the things that you consider important in a society, maybe cultural wise or value wise or just things people consider as important, has become your leverage or your method of valuing things that are important or things that are of value to you. That should not be the case. As a person, you know, I talked about having a me time. You have to understand your kind of person. What actually makes you happy? Are you doing things because people are doing it or things that people consider them important. Now, some people, okay, we are talking about making money, being rich, being successful. Is that something that will make you happy, or just for the sake of it, you just want to have it? You have to think, what makes you happy? Think about it. Reflect on that thing. Make sure that whatever you are doing, it's not because somebody said it's going to be good. It's not because somebody said or people are saying that this is good. You have to feel happy. You have to feel that emotion of excitement inside of you for you to take it as your core values. So reflect on these things. Where is your life headed? Are you moving in the right direction? And when you have something in mind, or when you discover that thing that excites you, that value that thrills you, take it and move with it. Take it and ride with it. Wherever you're going to, when you're involved in work or you're involved in talking to people, let that be your watchword. And then you derive self-actualization by doing that. So that's it about this episode. So a little recap about what works, how to work towards self-actualization. Number one, I mentioned having a growth mindset. That is very, very important. Having a growth mindset. If you're always thinking about fixed things, you can't grow. You can't become self-actualized. So the second one being that you have to have a me time. You have to be the kind of person that enjoy your own company. There's a reason it's called self-actualization, not everybody's actualization. It's self for you to realize the kind of person you are and then work towards it to reach your full potential. And finally, reflect on your values. If there's need for re-evaluation, please do so. And by so doing, you get to that point. I mean, it's a work in progress. It's not something you attain at a time. You have to keep going at it, and sooner or later you feel that feeling of fulfillment. So that's it about this episode, guys. Thank you for watching. Please don't forget to subscribe to my channel and click the notification bell so that you get notified when the video drops. All right, thank you guys. Bye.